Okay, I want to share this Gevaldik Vort that I heard from Rav Ariel Edelstein, the rabbi of the congregation Yagdil Torah in Woodmere. Rav Ariel, in talking about Parshas Naso, he starts out and he explains that Parshas Naso is mispashi. It expands. It's going broad. It's going out. And we see this in three ways. We see it in the Pesukim. We see it in the Zohar. We see it in the Medrash. That, you know, Parshas Naso is the longest parsha in the entire Torah. It's 176 Pesukim. It's just going and going and going and going. And in the Zohar, apparently, this I'm not familiar with, in the Zohar, it's the longest, it's the biggest part of the Zohar in Parshas Naso. And in the Medrash, if you just look in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Naso, there's a ton there. It just keeps going. Baruch Hashem, we just got a new Medrash, and so it's cool to look at. And if you look at the fourth Aliyah of Parshas Naso, there are three topics. There's Sota, Nazir, and Birkas Kohanim. And Rav Ariel said that there's something really important going on here. We're familiar with the way that the Sota leads into the Nazir. Rashi points it out at the beginning of Masechet Sota, that, you know, why is the Nazir and Sota next to one another? Because the person sees the Sota B'Kakula, and this regular person sees the Sota and made such a tremendous mistake because of wine, and so the person says, I got to become Nazir, I got to stay away from wine. And this person recognizes that there's something terrible going on, and I need to be better for it, I need to change myself and grow from it. But then we look at Birkas Kohanim, we look at the third Pasuk in Birkas Kohanim in particular, Yisah Hashem Panav Elecha V'Asim Lecha Shalom, and maybe I would wonder, you know, what's this doing with the other two? How are all of these connected? And so if you look at Brachos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the Malachim are asking a Kodesh Baruch a question. And the angels say to God, what's Pshat? You say, Lo Tikach Shochad, you're not allowed to take any bribery, you're not allowed to show favoritism when you're judging, and yet you, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you clearly show favoritism. You love the Jewish people. What's Pshat? How come you're allowed to love the Jewish people when you're not supposed to show favoritism? That's in your own Torah. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu says something that's very hard to understand. And Rav Soloveitchik has an amazing Mahalach, but not for now. But we're going to try and understand Rav Ariel's Mahalach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to the Malachim, well, what do you want from me? He throws his hands up, and he says, I tell Am Yisrael that they're supposed to bench whenever they're full. The Hachalta V'Savato V'Rachta. And yet, look at Am Yisrael. Look at what they do. They'll eat a kezias. They'll eat a kibetza. They'll eat less than satiation, less than they necessarily need to. And Afal Pikin, they're still going to bench. So how can I not show them favoritism? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what the Gemara is saying, is that when Am Yisrael goes above and beyond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't not show them favoritism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got to love us because we're going above and beyond. And there's this idea that many of us know of Schar Mitzvos B'Hai Amaleka, that there's no reward for mitzvos in this world. The only place where we can receive reward for mitzvos is in the next world, in Olam Haba. And, you know, some people explain the reason for that is plain and simple. A mitzvah is too grand, too glorious of an activity, too glorious of a connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you can't actually receive proper, effective, or even like meager reward for a mitzvah in this world. It can only be redeemed in the next world. However, points out Rav Ariel, based on Svarim HaKadoshim, as he says, you actually can receive reward for mitzvos in this world. Not all mitzvos. If you have a guf ha-mitzvah, you really have the essential mitzvah that we were commanded to do in the Torah, that mitzvah can only be rewarded in Olam Haba, not in this world. Schar mitzvos b'hai amaleka. However, if you have the gidrei mitzvah, you have the parameters of the mitzvah, the things you're doing in order to ensure that you actually keep that mitzvah, whether it's, you know, the gidrei derabanan and the shvuyos on Shabbos, you know, you don't touch muksa because you don't want to end up violating Shabbos, whether it's the assays that you're doing, the active things that you're doing, you are creating a boundary to ensure that you're getting to davening early so that you can be to davening on time no matter what. And even if you're running late, that running late will only result in you being to davening on time. It's supposed to be getting to davening late, chas v'shalom. Halavai, we should be able to daven these days. And so if you're creating a gedar of the mitzvah, the gedarim of the mitzvah, the extra going above and beyond that we didn't necessarily need to do, it's not part of the essential mitzvah that we were commanded, that, says Rav Ariel, is actually something that can be rewarded in this world. And so while we might not be rewarded for the guf ha-mitzvah, the additional mitzvah, the gidrei ha-mitzvah, as he says, actually will receive a reward. And if you look at the Nazir is a person who is not allowed to, as, you know, I guess as Rashi points out regarding the Sota, the sota committed niyuv, the sota is, you know, suspected of adultery, the person who becomes a nazir is not allowed to become an adulterer. The person is not supposed to do averos. However, the person is allowed to engage in wine. There's nothing preventing me from having wine. And yet when I look at the sota, I say, I want to create an additional gedr. I want to go above and beyond to ensure that I never get to the point where I might even be suspected of acting inappropriately. We create a gedr, we go above and beyond. And additionally, if you look at Birkos Kohanim, that's how it connects to these two other topics. Birkos Kohanim connects, because Birkos Kohanim, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yisah Hashem Parnam Elecha V'Simcha Shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a schein in the second pasuk. It's explained in the Gemara and Brachos. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing that? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you, B'nai Yisrael, need to bench if you are satiated. And we say, no, we're going to go above and beyond. We're going to push out. We're going to extend the boundaries. We're going to say, I'm going to do even more than that. I'm going to bench even if I just ate a little bit. Even if I just ate a kazayas, just a kibetza. I'm not going to wait until I've had kedei sviya. I want to bench even with a little bit less. And so we're expanding. And as Ravaro started out, as we started out, Parshas Naso is mispashi. The theme, if you will, of Parshas Naso is to expand, is to go out. When Am Yisrael expands, and when Am Yisrael goes out, when Am Yisrael pushes the boundaries of what they need to do, they create gedarim outside of where they need to be, that's when you really bring bracha. That's when you bring the kedusha inherent in the nazir. That's when you get the Birkas Kohanim, the brachos from the Birkas Kohanim. The favoritism, as the Gemara Brachos explains, all comes when we're able to say, I'm going to create a geder that is mispashe, that pushes out a little bit further than maybe I even need to be. So God willing, we should all be zoka to mispashe in some way, shape, or form, to push ourselves a little bit more. Shkoyach, thank you so much for listening.